Power 94 WJTT is the homie Big Tula, and I have entered the chat with Jermaine Stinson, Chattanooga Christian, linebacker, safety, wide receiver. Jermaine Stinson has entered the chat. How you doing, man?
Man, what's up?
I got to see you play, and I got to go to one of the games, and you had some pretty good catches in the game that I got to witness, and I know we sent you some of the videos, so yeah, you definitely have talent, and you've been recruited by Army, correct?
Yes, sir.
And tell me how they found you. Tell me about that process and how that worked out.
Okay, cool, man. It's really all up to their recruiting coordinator, Coach Leak, man. That's my dog. He's the one that found me. He saw me on Twitter or something like that. He mentioned me, and that's really where it took off. He saw my film. They were able to go into my huddle and just look at my clips, and we had like one or two conversations before we just knew it was meant to be. And a couple of coaches came up here, Coach Juice, and even the head coach came up to my house, and I just knew it was meant to be. It was pretty short and sweet, I'm not gonna lie, but I guess it was love at first sight.
So explain that. So you say you posted some of your film on Twitter, and the recruiting coach just happened to see it? That's how it happened?
Well, Twitter is everybody. That's where everybody needs to be who's playing football. People post their highlights.
Right.
Our photo film is up.
Yeah.
But he found me. That's how it was. And he actually DM'd me first.
Okay. So I just wanted you to reiterate that so that people out there listening, they understand that, hey, to some programs, people do send out stuff, and some programs, the head coach is helping, and there's other people assigned at that high school to help get people recruited. But you got to do your own work, and you posting your own stuff on Twitter got picked up or noticed by somebody that you weren't even expecting, and then they called you, and now it's led to you being recruited by them, and you plan to go there this fall. And so tell me about the position they have you recruited as.
Yeah, that's actually exactly how that went down. And the position is, it's called like an H-back, but it's a hybrid. You know, it's going to be a running back position where I'll be able to be in the wing T a little bit. You know, I'll block, run the ball. And then they said they'll also move me out to receiver because, I mean, as you said, you know, I can catch a little bit, move out there on the outside. So it's going to be both Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, it's giving Deebo Samuel. That's what I was about to say. It's giving Deebo Samuel. So that's exciting. So how you feel about that?
Man, I'm excited. I honestly just want to do whatever I can to help us win. But if helping us win is getting the ball in my hands, man, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna make some magic happen.
So how familiar are you with the Army Navy game?
I mean, I'm pretty familiar. I done seen it here and there, and they actually recently just went to the White House. Coach Monken texted me. They was at the White House, I think, yesterday or the day before. So I'm really excited about that and to carry on that legacy that we have.
Yeah, one of the biggest college football, if people listening don't know, is one of the biggest college football rivalries. The Army-Navy game has it's a rich history, so that's going to be great to have somebody that's actually a part of that. Hey, we'd like to be able to call you and check in on you that week. Do you have any advice for youth out there that want to get to the position you are, or want to get to perform at the level that you have and make it to the next stage like you're going to?
First off, yeah, definitely hit me up when I get up there. I'm a one to keep in contact with hometown, so you have my number now. Just hit me up. And any advice, man, the recruiting process, honestly, it can be rough. It's not as easy as it may seem from the outside. There were some times where it feel like no one wants you to be there. No one wants you to be a part of their team. But my advice to you is to annoy them, man. Like, them coaches and them teams is like some girls. Like, you got to always have their attention. You want them to always be thinking that you might have to triple text them sometimes. But just always, always try to keep in contact with them coaches, man. Yeah. Never be too annoying.
Yeah, I got you. That's good advice right there. And so you have any shout outs? Anybody you want to shout out for helping you get to this point, or just people that you just want to shout out that maybe paved the way for you, or maybe influenced you or motivated you, or just people that were always there cheering you on?
Fortunately for me, I have a strong cast, man. I got my family, and most importantly, my mom and my dad. You know, I got my trainers, my OG trainers, Gerald Riggs. I think he's still up there in Cleveland. You know, I got Coach Kalen, Coach D. I want to shout Coach D out, man. He's at Brainerd D Performance. He's going to get you right. And if you want to get fast, because I used to be slow, if you want to get fast, you go to Coach D. I got a lot of people, man, to shout out. That'll take too long, but I really want to thank my parents and my family for always having my back and just encouraging me. And it'll put me in the great positions in schools to allow me to take part and do this, you know, do what I'm doing. But most importantly, y'all got to keep God first, man. He's the one that got me through it when in the roughest times where it didn't look like anything was going to happen for me, or I was just doing bad in the slump. Man, you got to pray. You got to keep him first.
So I want to know, what artist or songs motivate you? So if you're about to have a big game, or maybe you're just working out, who is it that you're going to be listening to that helps sets that motivate or gets you motivated or sets the tone?
Man. I'm not gonna lie, it's really all over the place. I think in the football season, it might sound different, but I like to enter the game in a little chill state, and then once it's game time, then I go crazy. So pregame, I really listen to some Brent Faiyaz, you know, just some chill, calm my mind before, you know, the calm before the storm, man. I think that's what people say.
Yeah.
So I say Brent, just some chill like that. Brent, Future, you know, no cap.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I want to say a little something, man, to all the people out there. I just want to say, just keep working, man. Like, I done came a long way from ninth grade, even from middle school to now. I feel like a lot of people, when they thought I would make it to what I am now. So I just want to say, keep working. And if anybody got questions, like, y'all can find me, really just look me up on Instagram or even.
Yeah, go ahead and give your Instagram and give your socials, give your Twitter.
My Instagram should just be Jermaine.S20. And then Twitter, it should just be Jermaine_S20. So if y'all got any questions, like any kids got any questions out there, y'all can really just hit me up. I'm an open book. You know, I ain't no famous person. So just hit me up.
All right, man. We appreciate you. Again, we look forward to seeing you at Army, and we hope to hear from you back when the Army-Navy game comes. We want to touch base with you and see what that kind of atmosphere is like. And again, we wish you nothing but the best, and we'll be cheering you on. This is Big Tula and Jermaine Stinson. We have entered the chat on Power 94.
We out.